One of the most common things that I hear people say is that they don't feel motivated, they don't feel energized, and they're not feeling good in their body. And I know how that feels because I've definitely felt all of those things before. And there's lots of times that I feel unmotivated, but there's things that I do every day that really help me shift my motivation, that help me feel good in my body, that helps me just be more productive and happier and have better relationships. And there's 7 daily habits that I want to talk about that I think if you implement will truly transform your life. And the really cool thing is that you don't need much time to do these habits. But before we get on with those, if you have been listening and you haven't left us a review and you have an iPhone or you have an Apple product, that's what you need. Then you can scroll down to the podcast. The very end of it, you're going to see write a review. You're actually going to see stars. You hit the stars, then you click write a review, and then you have to submit it. You can't just hit the stars. That helps people find the show. And if you've already done this, I'm so grateful because truly the reason I do this work, which it takes a lot of time and I share these messages, is because I want to reach more people and I want to help people intentionally design their life and enjoy their life. Because what the heck are we here for? We're here to enjoy our lives. That's my belief, is that God has given us gifts and talents because he wants us to show up and use those gifts and talents in a way that feels good to us. Because when we are in alignment like that, it feels really good. And we generate this kind of energy that impacts the entire world. Like it impacts our sphere of people around us. And then, you know, they go out and impact. And it's just like this ripple effect. And together we're changing the world. As cheesy as that may sound, it's true. All right. So the 7 daily habits. Here we go. Habit number 1 is one that I've talked about in the show. And that's having a morning routine that really serves you. And basically, your morning routine is going to be a combination of different habits, right? But if you are somebody who is waking up in the morning and let's say when you wake up, you hit snooze a gazillion times and then you're kind of rushing to get to where you need to go next. Maybe you like down coffee really quickly. And then when you get to that place, you're like, okay, I'm here. All right, we made it. That is not serving your energy. And if you're there, it's totally fine. Makes sense in your situation, probably with what you've learned up until this point, how you've been handling your life. But now that you know that your energy really impacts everything you do, you know that you need to be intentional about that first chunk of time in the morning. And there's a reason why there's so much talk about morning routines when it comes to people that are really successful. You'll hear in interviews with them that people ask them, what's your morning routine like? And there's commonalities across the board, and success leaves clues. And I've mentioned before that I have seen the commonality of people's morning routines, people that I admire that you would probably admire too, their morning routines including 3 things: mindfulness, some practice of mindfulness, some practice of moving their body, and some practice of mastery, working on something that moves them forward. They do this early in the morning. And if you're someone's like that's like, well, Angela, I'm already crunched for time in the morning, you can simply take 15 minutes for yourself. Do 5, 5, and 5, and it will drastically change your life. And if you are like, I can't give myself 15 minutes, I can't give myself 5 minutes, then Houston, we have a problem, right? And we just got to call it out that we need to change some other things, because if you don't take the time to show up well for yourself first, how on earth can you show up well for other people? You know, you just can't. Let's be real, or it's not going to last for very long. So sometimes we just need to bring this into our awareness. I'm going to give you an example. This morning, I woke up and I woke up later than I had wanted. And I noticed this thing about me. Like if I wake up earlier and I do my little morning routine, even if it's just 15 minutes and I can do those 3 things in 15 minutes, and I feel so much better. So by the time Ian, my husband, gets out of bed and comes down, I'm like pleasant to see him. I'm like, oh, well, you know, are we going to go for a run? Or are we going to just have breakfast? Like, you know, like I'm excited to see him. But if he comes down and then it's time for me to start to think about helping to prepare for him going to work and helping me prepare for my next work task, I start to get like a little agitated. And I'm even like that way towards him because I haven't taken the time to care for myself. And there's almost like this form of resentment that shows up for me. It's like, oh, now I have to take care of you. But it's like, oh, I'm kind of frustrated because I'm behind on my own stuff, you know? That shows up for me. And I've been noticing that. But if I wake up earlier and I take that time for myself, it's like the rest of my day, like everything flows so much better. And there's research to back this up. There was a study, I think it was done with Harvard, but I'm not 100% sure. And they looked at like how impactful the morning was to someone's like overall day and their overall success. Well, in a nutshell, they found that the first hour of the day was the most impactful, the first hour. So everybody's morning routine is going to look different, right? And based on your situation, and some people can wake up at 5 a.m. Some people can wake up earlier than that if they want. Some people can't because of whatever. They need to get their sleep, or maybe they have a baby. And, you know, everybody's situation's different. But with your situation, can you? Yes, you can. Incorporate those three things. Practice a form of mindfulness. That might be getting your mind right with like affirmations in the morning, or your prayer, or your devotional, or journaling. It looks different to everyone. Meditation. Whatever that is for you, that form of mindfulness. And then the movement. Can you move your body? And I would say if you do not have an exercise routine that you're really proud of, it will serve you so much if you just implement 5 minutes of movement in the morning. And sometimes people are like, Ange, what is 5 minutes going to do for me? What 5 minutes does for you is it starts to train your brain. It's all about training your brain. It trains your brain that you are somebody who exercises. You are someone who prioritizes exercise. And then when you start to see that you're consistent and you make progress, and you will, like you can really will see a difference with 5 minutes of exercise, especially if you're doing some toning kind of element, you're going to see the transformation. But what will happen is you'll want to do more of it. You make yourself proud that you showed up for you. So don't underestimate the amount of like a little bit of exercise could do, what a little bit of time can do. Because remember, we're programming our minds, we're training our minds, we're always doing that. That has truly transformed my life. So my exercise in the morning, I try to do other things. Like there's days Ian and I run together, and there's other days where I try to do like more of like a quick hit workout. But at the very least, this is what I do. Like when my alarm goes off, I actually have my headphones by my bed, and I play this recording that has like my affirmations. It's like me training my mind, and I play it when my alarm first goes off. I have two alarms. So the first one goes off. The second one goes off like 15 minutes later. So I purposely like go back to bed completely, but I kind of just lay there and I'm really drowsy. The reason why I'm doing this is because in that state, that's the theta brainwave state. It's the most programmable. So at that time, I'm playing those messages that I want to train my subconscious to believe. Things about me, like I am a motivational speaker. I am whatever kind of identities that I want to have, it's getting played. And there's a whole recording and it's in my own voice. I do that every morning. That's kind of like a form of mindfulness for me. It's a way to train my brain. And I also kind of like it because I used to be the person that would hit the snooze. And now it's like I'm intentional about hitting the snooze, like because I'm doing some brain work at that time. Oh, this might sound weird, but it works for me. I love it. And then when that second alarm goes off, I also do... So my alarm goes off way earlier than when I want to wake up, but it's like training me to get up. The second alarm, I do this little meditation and I just go through what I'm grateful for. It's a guided meditation for my own self. I'm just guiding myself through it. The things that I'm grateful for, and I picture those in my mind. And then I move on to sending light and prayer to various people, and I see and I picture them. And then the last one is my goals. So there's three things. It's G's that I call them. So the first one is gratitude, giving light and prayers, and then goals. And the three goals that I have, like the identities I want to have that I'm working on, I see myself being that person. I visualize myself. And that's kind of my form of like meditation in the morning. So then when I come down, I don't want to say this yet because this moves into my next habit for you. Let me make sure that I'm wrapping up this right. Okay, so the morning routine, mindfulness, movement, mastery, you can implement it. The morning or the movement part. Real quick, I want to talk about that. So 5 minutes, if you're like, where do I fit that in? When my coffee is going off, like brewing, or I'm actually making really hot water for my mushroom coffee thing that I drink. But anyways, while that's happening, I do squats in the morning. And then I also will do some push-ups. That's my newest late thing, as I've been doing some push-ups. And I do like a plank. And literally, it's like 5 minutes. And I'm so proud of myself because I did a little bit of toning for myself before I even had my coffee. And I was doing it while my coffee was brewing. It didn't even take any extra time, you know? So that's how I implement that five. And then I come back. And when I say mastery for me in the morning, I like to, I already have a plan for the morning because I do that the night before. But I like to sit back down and I will write down gratitude. And then I'm like, what are my main focuses for today? Look back at the calendar. And then I try to start like journaling my ideas for something that I'm going to create. And that can take me like anywhere from 5 to 15 minutes. But I could truly have a like amazing morning routine in just 30 minutes and be so proud of myself. Sometimes it's 15 minutes. Like just depends on what's happening in the morning. Sometimes it's 5 minutes, but I make sure without a doubt I'm doing those three things in some way: mindfulness, movement, and mastery. All right, moving on to the second habit. Okay, I kind of alluded to this, but I think that every Persian, like a Persian cat, if you are one of those, every person, that's what I'm trying to say, should develop some kind of plan for the day, for the week. And I don't recommend that you wait to create a plan for that day the morning of. I mean, if that's your only time, then okay. But truly, like if you can make it happen the night before, that's going to serve you, because before you even wake up, there's already like an intention that's set. That's really helpful. So what I practice is in the evening, I prepare for the next day. And that's part of preparing for the next day, is being intentional about what I'm going to do the next day. I also plan my weeks out. And this is the thing, is like, I'm not living my life where I'm all attached to a specific plan. I allow God to jump in and surprise me at any given moment. I'm not attached. And I always have to remind myself that I'm intentional, but I'm not attached. But it is important that you are intentional with your time. Otherwise, what happens is it just goes to anything that pops up, and you start to live your life from this reactive place of what everybody else wants. And that's not going to help you be the person that you want to be. And like I always mention, the number one regret of the dying, I did not live a life true to myself. Basically, what that tells me is that you weren't intentional about your life. Because if you're not intentional about your life, no one else is going to be, you know? All right. So with the plan. So in the morning, I said like part of my mastery is looking back down at like what I had intended for the day. But the night before, when I'm doing this plan, these are the things that I'm considering. So I actually write down, I have this notebook, and it says gratitude is what it starts with, grateful for. So it's, I always call it the grateful pig because I love pigs. So it's grateful, and then the P is proud. And then what comes after that is the I, which is improve. And the last one is goal or goals. And every day I fill out this sheet. So I start filling it out in the morning, and then I fill it out before I go to bed. So the grateful part, I start in the morning and I just write down my gratitude stuff. And it's usually stuff that I've already visioned in my mind for my morning visual thing. So I'm writing that down and then I leave it. And I look back at the day before, because the day before has the goals for that day. And I'm like looking back, I'm like, okay, yeah, we're going to do those. And then before I go to bed, I'm still going to finish filling out the grateful pig thing. So let's say at the end of the day, before I go to bed, I'm writing what I'm proud of myself for. What am I proud that happened that day, how I showed up? And then there's an I for the improves. Is there any area that I want to improve? And I'll tell you, this is really helpful because you notice patterns. And as you become aware of these patterns, you're going to be more intentional about changing them. A lot of us are living our life from this place of like, it's just automatic. I mean, obviously, that's what the brain is trained to do, is to make things automatic. But you don't realize that you're like in these ruts and you continue to do these things that aren't serving you. But when you start to write it down, you're like, I see you. And so some of the things for me that are common is like improves on staying focused on a specific task. And I'll be like, maybe chatting less than you did throughout the day and actually being more productive. Improves too much time on social media. Like, let's back off of that because that took a big chunk of your day. Was not a good idea for you. And it also drained your energy. Like, so it's like making me aware of those things. Sleep. A lot of times I see that on there. It's like, you need to sleep more. Okay. And then the last one was goals. So at the end of the day, I'm writing down goals. Like if there's something that I didn't get done that I would really like to focus on for the next day, I'm adding that on there. And it's like I'm putting my intentions for the next day, like my major focuses. And I don't, this is not a to-do list. This is three like intentional things that I want to create the next day. And I also will put on there how I want to feel. So that's how I create the sheet. So you can just simply do it for yourself. Think of grateful pig, put that on a sheet. And if you're not doing any form of planning already, at the very least, this will really serve you. Now, to-do lists. May have heard me talk about to-do lists and how I'm not the biggest fan of them because I feel like a lot of times it trains the brain that you are somebody that doesn't finish stuff. Because we create these never-ending to-do lists. And then we keep are like, oh, I didn't finish it. And you keep telling yourself, I'm the person that doesn't finish stuff. So what I like to do is reframe this. I like to call this a thought download. And I literally will take out a journal. If I'm feeling overwhelmed, I need to get stuff out of my mind. So I'll take out a journal. I'll write down thought download. And I like vomit all my thoughts out. I don't even care what order they're in, if it even makes any sense at all. If it's taking up space in my brain, I take it out, put it on paper. Then I start to look and see, like, what are priorities? So I go through and I circle top things. And then I'll see, like, can I fit some of these things in my whole weekly plan? I really like to do a thought download, like, on the weekends because it helps me prepare for the next week. I try to do it on Fridays. It doesn't always work out that way. Sometimes it's Saturday when I'm traveling or something like that. In the car, a lot of times I'll be in the car, like if Ian and I are going somewhere and I have my journal and we're just sitting in the car, I will be like doing thought downloads galore, then circling things. And then I'll open up my planner and I'll be like, okay, we can do this on Friday. We can do this on Monday. And I figure out when I'm going to be doing things. So you got to get this stuff out of your mind because so many people are walking around like overwhelmed using this like excuse, like, I'm just so overwhelmed, there's so much. It's like, okay, we got to work on this then. We got to plan when you're going to be doing those things that's taking up space in your mind and causing you to feel that way. If we can get it out on paper, we can look at it and we can be intentional about when we're going to do it, you're going to feel so much better. Because what happens is if you keep that thing in your mind, all those things, you will drain your energy and you're going to have too much chatter in your mind about it. Like you'll be like, should I do the laundry now? Should I not do the laundry? Should I work on this thing for my business or should I not do this thing? Or should I go to do this work project or should I like, oh, and it's just too much stuff in the mind. Oh, wait, I need to get dinner ready. Oh, like all of that stuff, right? So the best thing that you can do is designate times that you are working on those things because you got to reduce the chatter. Because what happens for me now that I have designated times, I'm working on essential things, I don't have chatter about it. I used to have chatter that was so distracting to me. Like it'd be like, should I do the laundry right now? Oh, I need to water the plants. Oh, I need to clean, you know, all of that while I'm trying to focus on something else. Now I know, hey, Tuesday is the day that you clean. That's Tidy Tuesday, right? So how I do this is like there's household stuff that we all got to do. And there's a lot of stuff like that that we don't like to do, but we got to do as humans to maintain our household. So pick designated times that you're doing it so there's no chatter in the mind and you can keep up with it and you don't get overwhelmed. And there's not a never-ending pile of laundry or dishes or the house is like a mess, like because you keep up with it, because you're intentional about it. So what I do, I designated days for specific things and you can go ahead and take these for yourself if it serves you. So Monday for me is Meal Monday. That's when if I haven't gotten groceries, I'm going to get groceries. Or if I've gotten them on the weekend because I've been able to because I'm around. A lot of times I'm gone on the weekend. But let's say I'm around and I got the groceries. Then I'm making sure that my meals are prepared for the week. And I'm not somebody that's going to be like boxing everything up and bagging. I mean, if you can do that, that's awesome. But that's not how it works for me. What I mean by the meal planning is I have a whole list of like the week and I kind of sketch out what I think we're going to have for dinner. And all I do is focus on dinner. And then it just helps me plan my – I like to do this before I go get groceries because based on what I'm seeing that the groceries I have and then I'll know what I need to buy. So then I kind of place the meals throughout the week. Sometimes I move them around because I'm just not feeling like eating that thing that week or that day. So I'll move it around to another day. So I'm not attached, but I'm still intentional. I don't spend an excessive extra amount of money on groceries. And I know exactly what I have. So Monday, it's sometimes I'll cut up the vegetables, make sure the plan's in place for the week. And then Tuesday is Tidy Tuesday. This is the day that I clean my house and I do like the deeper cleaning, like the bathroom. I water the plants, any tidying that needs to be done. That's a little more than your average, like everyday kind of clean things up thing. And then Wednesdays, I say I was right Wednesdays. That's when I like to spend some more time writing than I normally would. And then Thursday, I call it Thrive Thursday. And that's when I'm like seeking out opportunity. I'm always seeking out opportunity, different connections, different job opportunities. Like I'm actively using that time to find opportunity. And then Friday, I call it Finance Friday. And that's when I'm looking at my budget, making sure that we're on track with our financial goals, that kind of stuff. All right. So, those are all the things. And it happens for me, it's only an hour that I designated to these tasks every single day. And I pick it at a specific time. It's the same time throughout the entire week. So I'm like programming my mind that that's when I do household stuff. Same time. And so for some of us, it might be like later in the evening that we have to do this. Could be early in the morning, whatever it is. But most of the time, this doesn't even take me an hour. I always designate an hour, but a lot of times it's like a half an hour or less. It just depends. I mean, it also depends with the grocery thing. Like, did I already have groceries? Because you know how groceries can be. But you can find ways to make things quicker. There's lots of opportunities with like shopping online, having the groceries already, you know, ready for you to pick up, all of that stuff. Having someone help you. Delegation might be involved in these. But anyways, hopefully that's helpful to you to reduce the chatter in the mind, reduce the overwhelm. All right. So the next thing that, gosh, this is taking longer than I thought, but I hope you're enjoying it. Okay, so the third thing is I'm all about shifting my energy and other people's energy. So if I find myself getting lower energy throughout the day, I'm like, well, what can I do to shift it? And for me, I know that just being outside, like going in nature vibrates at a higher frequency. And that's a great way to shift you. And lots of research shows this. How just being, and you know what it's like being in nature and how it feels, right? So if you're feeling kind of low energy and you're like, oh man, feeling down, get out there, go for a walk. You need a pick me up. Another thing, if you're feeling really stressed, a way to shift your energy is like with the exercise or the movement, even just quick movement. Like if I'm feeling like really stressed with a task that I'm doing, I will go for a little mini walk. Take 5 minutes, or I'll do like some jumping jacks, or I'll do a quick 5 minute dance video thing, something to shift my energy. Because what's happening energetically is the catabolic energy, that kind of like energy that's draining, that's that kind of energy that some would say is negative. You know, you've probably heard me talk about this. But anyways, that's building up in your body. And what happens is it'll cause you literally aches and pains, especially in your hips and in your like certain kinds of joints, because it's sending energy for flight or fight. And if you're not actually using it to run away from something or like hide or fight back, it gets trapped and stored in there. So if you find yourself having those lower energy feels, move your body, because then you can release that energy. It's super helpful. Okay. The other thing is like, bring the humor to a situation. Like if you're in an environment and you find that everybody else is kind of feeling tense and stressed, like ask them things that shift their energy. Like you can ask them about like anything fun coming up for you and have people start to talk about that. You can talk about gratitude. I've heard some people like start their morning where they go into a work environment and they're like, what are you grateful for? And there's like this new practice in their work environment where everybody starts the morning talking about what they're grateful for. And that's a great way to shift energy, because that's a level 4 in the scale. Feeling down and defeated, that's like 1 and 2, right? So you're immediately asking the question. You're getting their brain to think at a higher level that's causing them to shift their energy. It's a really cool strategy. Pointing out things that people love, joy sparkers, that creates dopamine for people. So it's like, you know, people love talking about their animals if they have animals, or like sometimes like funny things their kids do. Those are ways that you can spark joy for people, and you can completely shift an environment, and you can shift your energy, especially if you're around people that want to be all like wrapped up in the negativity. And I think I need to do a whole new podcast on that. Like, how do you maintain your positivity and keep your energy up when you're around people that can be very draining and exhausting, especially if there's work environments? It's hard. And you know, I do a lot of career coaching with people, helping them transition into jobs that are in alignment with them. I hear this all the time about how they're in environments that they're like, it's so negative there, and I have to be there every day. And, you know, and while they're in there and they're wanting to work on their transition, it's so important that they keep their energy up, because that's going to affect the opportunities they're able to bring into their life. So ways that you can do that is you recognize that you influence your energy, but you also influence other people's energy, and you can implement healthy practices in that environment. You can encourage other people. You can ask questions that get them to think in a different way, right? You can be the person that brings the joy. I always say this, like in the Bible, it says, you know, rejoice, right? Rejoice actually means to bring joy to. So it's not just saying like in crappy situations, be happy. No, it's saying you bring the joy to the situation. You have the power to do that. So be somebody who is rejoicing, who does influence other people by the way that you show up and how you take care of yourself. And the other thing is, energy is contagious. So if you showed up, like, let me tell you, like a lot of times I work in environments where we work very long hours. When I do the consulting projects with the Army and I'm helping like during disaster, like we basically, what I do is I help handle all of the media side, news, all of that, to help train people on how to speak in front of the camera, how to get their message out during a crisis. So these are Army leaders, right? These are long days. It's a lot of work. It can be very stressful. But the thing that I'm very conscious of, and I know other people can like start to get wrapped up in feeling stressed out in this environment and drink all the pop or Coke or soda, whatever you want to call it, drink all of that, eat all the candy, try to get like be obsessed with what they're going to eat for lunch that's like greasy and fried, and it brings their energy down in those environments. They're doing more of that. But I'm like, I can't control what they're doing in that environment, but I can control how I show up. So in the morning, I'm doing my morning routine. I'm drinking my greens. I'm taking care of my body. I'm showing up, bringing the joy to the situation. I'm going to point out things to laugh about during the day, and I'm going to do the best that I can to generate that kind of energy in that environment. Right? And I'm going to need take the walks if I need to. And if their frustration is getting too much and I can feel it, I'm going to get up and go for a walk. And I hope they do the same if they start to feel my energy getting to that level, you know? Anywho, moving on to spending time with someone you love. Every day, this is part of my daily habits for me. Like, it's a non-negotiable. Even if I'm gone for a work event and I'm working like 12 to 17 hours a day nonstop for a couple weeks. I just got back from doing that. I will always prioritize time with somebody I love. That is a priority to me. So every day I talk to Ian, like even when I'm gone and I'm exhausted, I want to hear about how his day is going, and I move while I talk to him. I'm a big person on like when I want to have connection with someone, to also move at the same time. So my friends know that I do like my lunchtime walks, and that's my time I respond back to messages. I like to talk to my family during these times. That's a non-negotiable for me. Every single day, I'm going to spend time connecting with someone I love. And it's the best time to catch me. If you're one of my friends, around the noonish time, that's the best time to catch me. And I'm pretty intentional about that. It's harder to catch me at other times because I try to be more intentional about what I'm doing with my time, because I love to talk and I can be talking forever. So I have to be intentional about that so I actually make progress. All right. So make sure that's a priority to you. Like, that's going to improve your relationships, obviously. But a lot of times, you know what it is that people do is they save self-care and spending time with people they love as like a last resort. It's like, if I get all the other things done, then I might have time for you. Then I might have time for me. And no. It's backwards. Like, think about it. I forgot who said this, but they described like a jar. And you have your big rocks and you have like pebbles and sand that go in the jar. So instead of filling up the sand with the pebbles and like the small things and, or the jar with the sand and the pebbles and the small things first, you put the big rocks in. And then the other stuff can fall. So the big rocks are going to be the things that you value most, the values that you have, right? So if that's like your health, if that's your relationship, if it's your faith, that goes first. And then the other stuff falls in afterwards. It's not the reverse, because a recipe for unfulfillment is going to be you not honoring your values, hands down. I can almost guarantee you without a doubt, when someone comes to me and they're like, Ange, I am not satisfied in my job. I want to find a new job. I can almost guarantee you it has something to do with their values not being honored, their biggest values. And we got to change how we design our lives, you know? Okay, moving on. We have three more. So nutrition. Nutrition is really important for your energy. You got to fuel your body with things that are going to serve your brain, help you think. Did you know that drinking water, you know, like just being 2% dehydrated, just 2% drastically affects your ability to focus? And some of us that are like, I just can't focus. You're probably not hydrated enough. That could be an issue. So you want to drink, they say like about half your body weight in ounces, whatever that would be for you. Am I saying that right? I don't know. But what I try to focus on drinking is 10 cups of water a day. That's what I feel like works well for me. And it's, I feel like it's pretty easy to do because I've implemented it into, like in the morning, I first wake up, I hydrate right away, especially in the morning, guys, because if you were sleeping all night, that was all that time without you drinking water. You're going to be dehydrated in the morning. If you want your brain to work well, give it that water, because it's mostly water. Your brain is, your body is mostly water. So give it what it needs, because everything functions better. Your mind functions better. Your digestive system functions better. So it's really a new way of you looking at water. Make it fun for you if you're like, it's boring. There's a really awesome, is it Dr. Berg's? I cannot remember, but there's an awesome electrolyte kind of mix. There's raspberry, lemon. There's ones that you can get. I will link this stuff in the show notes. So you'll see it on the details page, and you can always go to my website. I'm going to link some of my recommendations for things. But anyways, this will help your water just taste better. It's going to give you magnesium. Magnesium is one of the things that most people are deficient in. And that affects a lot when it comes to a lot of systems, like in your body, a lot of things that are happening. Really rely on that, as well as iron. And what else is another thing that people are really should be getting in? People should really be getting in like omegas, like the fish oil, stuff like that. Okay, we may have to have another episode on that, because there's like things I'm learning recently where I'm like, whoa, I really need to be bringing that into my life. But for me, one of the things that I love is taking my greens every morning. There's Vibrant Health Greens. It's this green superfood powder, and it's got like a ton of probiotics in it, just a lot of really good stuff. And anyways, I mix it with like a little bit of orange juice and water. And I really have noticed a difference since I've been taking it. Like, I'm way more energized. I go to the bathroom more regularly, if you know what I mean. So anyways, it's super, like, it's just something that everyone needs to take. That's what I think. Because let's be real, most of us are not getting in enough greens at all. And we're just not going to. So a way that you can supplement is by doing that little green drink for yourself in the morning in some way. And I'll link that again into the show notes. What else do I do when it comes to my nutrition? I've kind of switched with coffee. I love the taste of coffee so much, but the acidity of it and the anxiousness that sometimes I've felt with coffee, or when it like kind of revs up your system, you might not notice it. If you're like a hardcore coffee drinker, you're probably not going to notice it because your body has like adapted to it. But you notice it a lot when you go off the coffee and you try to come back on, or you have a cup. So I've transitioned where now I drink Four Sigmatic mushroom coffee. And if you're like, what the heck, Ange, that sounds disgusting. I promise you it's not. It's so good. And it does not taste like mushrooms. But it's got like lion's mane, which is really great for focus. And then there's some other different kinds of mushrooms that have been, you know, shown to help you with different things with the brain. I'm all about like keeping my brain optimal. And anyways, it has less caffeine than coffee does. So I just really noticed I feel so much better, and I just love the taste of it, because I make mine like I put the hot water in and then I mix it. It's this little packet. And then I will add almond milk, and cinnamon and some stevia. And I'm like, this is my jam. So I'll link that too if you're interested in trying that. I've noticed a huge difference since I've kind of stepped away from having so much caffeine. Just as far as like, I don't feel as like anxious. I don't feel as like, I don't know. I feel more focused, but in a like calmer way. I don't know if that's, I'm describing it very well, but I just love the way I feel. Okay. And then the next thing is to strengthen your body. Every single day I do something to strengthen my body. It doesn't take that much time. I told you, like, I do a plank. I do planks. Like, I do a plank in the morning. I do a plank before I go to bed. And honestly, it's like you can spend 30 seconds. You can spend, you know, a minute, 3 minutes. My peak times, I would do like a minute on each side. But now I'm like, you know, like a minute at least. And I'm not mean to myself. Like, if I'm like, oh, I didn't do the whole thing that I wanted to do and I suck. Like, I do not allow my mind to go there anymore. I'm like, every little bit counts. That's the mantra I hold on to. Every little bit counts. I'm not going to shame myself because I used to be like weird about like the perfectionist stuff around like it's either all or nothing. That mindset never serves you. Watch it when that shows up and be like, every little bit counts. Maybe I don't have the time to do a half hour exercise today, but I got 5 minutes and every little bit counts, right? Adapt that. That'll serve you so much. And every little bit extra you do also counts. Another thing that I've been training myself is like when Ian and I go for a run, when we finish our run and we go up the hill, I will like make myself run like faster and harder at the end of the hill because I'm like, that's who you are, Ange. You are somebody who pushes it all the way till the end. Like you do your best all the way till the end. And it's like training myself to be that person. Sounds cheesy, but truly, like, it, and I adapt it into everything I do. When I want to give up and I don't want to do something, I'm like, you can do it, Ange, just one more. It's kind of like a trainer that's telling me, one more rep, you got it, one more. And it's like, I don't know, it's helpful to me. So I try to do that. If I do push-ups, when I want to stop, I'll be like, just one more. And I do the one more, and I'm proud of myself. Okay, I'm always playing my little mind tricks on myself like that. All right, and then the last thing is to do an evening preparation. Okay, I know the morning routine is important, but what's even more important, this is in my opinion, is your evening routine because it sets you up for the morning. So the thing for me is I don't want to wake up to a hot mess. That's just not how I want to start my day. So before I go to bed, like the dishes are done, like the kitchen's clean, and Ian, my husband, helps me with that. Like I'm not on my own to do that. And that's a huge blessing for me because I can make dinner and like Ian helps me clean and it's just like part of our overall habits, like our house is set up. Nice. It feels good. So anyways, after like that's all done during dinner time, as we're putting things away, he's doing dishes and I'm preparing the next day. So while I'm doing that or he's doing that, I will be filling up my water thing for my coffee. So I'm getting that set up. I literally take my coffee cup. I set it on the stove. We have like the flat top stove. So I just set it there. And then I also will take out my coffee packet, my stevia, and I put the cinnamon next to it. And it's right set up there for me. So it's so easy in the morning. When I wake up, I can hit the button to start my coffee heating up. And then I can do my squats and my other stuff. And then by the time I'm done with that, my coffee is good, ready to go. I pour it. And then I can move on to my writing and my kind of intention setting stuff. Right? So I'm setting that up for me. Another thing I'll do is I will fill up the water containers. I fill up Ian's water bottle for his work. I will look and make sure that he has his stuff for lunch. And usually I'm packing him for lunch, like something left over from the day before. So I'll make sure it's in the small container so I can easily grab it. Things like that. Anything that's going to set my morning up for success. And then right before I go to bed is when I do the pig report, the Grateful Pig. And I go through that. And then I come back down in the morning. I look back at the Grateful Pig from the day before. And I start the gratitude for the next morning. And that's how I kind of do my evening to morning routine. This stuff does not take that much time. You just implement it in the things that you're already probably doing. But it's going to transform your life so much. It's going to train you to be somebody who is intentional, who cares about their body, who cares about the energy and how they show up and how they interact with other people. Because I know if you're listening and you got this far in this podcast episode, that is you. I guarantee it. So anyhow, that's it. We went through the 7 things. Let me quickly recap them for you. So the first one is to have that morning routine that serves you. That includes mindfulness, movement, mastery, even if it's just 5 minutes each. Have that. The second thing is to plan. Reduce the chatter by picking set days that you work on specific things. Set times. right? So you can develop habits around it. The third thing is to be someone who not only shifts your own energy, but has the ability to shift other people's energy, and you do it very intentionally. You're the person that brings the joy. You rejoice. And the next one is to spend time with the people that you love. Prioritize spending time with the people you love. And maybe you can implement that in, like, you guys do a workout together. Like, it's involved in your other habits. And even if it's like a friend, like you and your friend want to get healthy, you guys chat and you both go for a walk at the same time while you're doing your catch-up chatting, you know? Or you work out with your significant other. That's quality time too that you're spending with each other. You can talk to each other. Ian and I go for a walk almost every single evening. And that's when we hear about each other's work, how each other's day went, and it's a priority to us. Okay. And the next thing is to fuel your body. Give it the nutrition that it needs, especially for your brain. The greens, the water, the other vitamins that you feel like might be best for your, like, there's a lot of good brain food stuff that you should be having. There's berries that are great. Pistachios are good. What else? Avocado, things like that. Spinach, kale, that stuff is really going to serve you. And if you're like, I don't like that stuff, blend it up, put it in something else, make it taste good. I don't like my greens in the morning. Like, normally I don't like the way they taste, but the orange juice really helps. But it's not, I'm not drinking it for taste. I'm drinking it because it provides my body with fuel that it needs so my brain can show up in the best way, so I have the best kind of energy, you know? And then the next thing is strengthening your body, even if it's just like, gosh, bar workouts. I love bar workouts because they're low impact, and there's a lot of 5-minute ones on YouTube that are amazing. That can make your arms look real good, like lean, tone, all of that. And you can use like 2-pound weights. So there's that. You can do a plank every day. Really strengthening your core is very important, especially for your posture and your overall body. Squats, that's going to be really good to keep your knees. A lot of people have knee problems when they get older and back problems. So let's start working on that stuff now, like strengthen our quads and our legs and stuff, things that are supporting our knees. Let's make sure our posture is good with the core that we're working on, you know? And then the last thing is to do some form of evening preparation for the next day. Like in the evening, you got a little routine going on that prepares you for the next morning. All right, I hope that you found this episode really helpful. I'm shocked that it's as long as it was and I was able to talk that much. But I really hope that you implement these things. Please don't let this be something that you just listen to and you don't implement. Implement at least one of the things that I just told you so it can transform your life. All right. I'm happy that you're here. I hope you have an awesome week. Reach out to me anytime. You can find me on Instagram at Ange Barnard and on my website, intentionalmindpodcast.com, and in our Facebook group, The Intentionalist. If you search for that group, you'll be able to find it. All right, I'll talk to you soon. Bye.